It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we are back at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Good morning to you. Glad you're along with us here, running a tad behind, but we're going to get some conversation here with Todd Miller, the secondary school principal. And why in the world are we having a principal on a coach's show? Have you asked yourself that, Todd, this morning?
I asked myself that a lot during the spring and summer. when it's about the heat index is 108. I've asked myself that several times.
Well, Coach Stewart kind of called you out last week on the radio and said that Mr. Miller would be there, so I'm sure maybe you had a little talk with him this week.
I appreciated Coach Stewart putting me on the spot publicly like that. But,
well, there are some great things to talk about with the junior high program doing really well this year, and that's kind of where we're going to focus. But you come from a background of football, which obviously I guess when that tag follows you even into administration, huh?
Yes, sir. I played high school football, and that was one of the I'd say one of the key experiences of my life in helping me figure out who I was and helping me become the person I am and so. High school football was just very special to me.
Well, having that experience at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and let's face it, it's still a very young program. You don't have the traditions of the Cascades and more counties and teams like that.
Yeah, we're still the new kid on the block, and we're still in our infancy of our program there. And along with that, there's always growing pains. With that, and you know, so but we're working through them. We've got some really competent folks leading us, and I just feel just really positive about the direction and the future of our program.
What I think is always neat, I get to go on the way home. I drive by Middle Tennessee Christian School, and there are many days that I can see these. It almost looks like a small helmet running around, you know, and then you see a little body in these pads, and to see those little kids out there playing football and learning the ins and outs of it, it's really neat.
Right. That was one of the neatest things we started a few years ago. We joined the Duck River League in elementary football, and we have kids from 4 years old and up playing football on Saturdays. When I finish here, I'm gonna stop by school and we have four teams that are doing battle right now with Eagleville, all the way from kindergarten through sixth graders, and it's just a really neat experience to see the communities come together and all the parents. You know, they'll caravan to the games and they'll set up and tailgate, and it's a neat community building event. And from the junior high standpoint, we are just now getting to the point where we are getting players now who have played football for several years. You know, when we first started, most of our players, you know, they'd come out for the junior high team and have never played before. Well now the elementary league is really starting to filter up into the junior high. We're seeing the direct results of that. I mean, most of our kids have played football at least three or four years before, and we have been highly competitive in the elementary league in all divisions. So that's the future of our program, and that's what the Coach Stewart is. You know, he sees the big picture of things, and that's why he is positive you know, on things that he sees what's coming up in the pipeline.
Well, you know, I really saw that with Eagleville. They're in the same boat and they've got those young kids, and that's how they're now they're having kids who are even on the high school level that have been within that program. So that's really the way to make this thing succeed on the single A level, I guess, because you're working with fewer numbers than say the Riverdales and Oaklands.
Absolutely. When you're dealing with a team with 35 or 40 on it, when you lose 15, 17 seniors on a team, that's going to be a significant blow as opposed to if you've got 100 kids on your team, you know, whatever. So,
sure.
So it's just really helping us a lot, this elementary program, giving the kids more fundamentals and plus, it is a great just community-building event.
Well, I mean, just look at it even for the big schools. The having the middle schools now has been so important to all of the high schools, and that success rolls over because they are getting the training. It's not like they're coming in as freshmen, and that's the year that they have to learn the system. It really puts you behind the eight ball, and I think you're seeing that in a lot of communities that don't have that strong support. And when you've got them all there, you've got a captive audience. You've got them all there on campus.
Absolutely. And we're not able to do it at the junior high level. We're not able to do everything the high school does. But when they get to ninth grade and get under Coach Stewart, they're going to know generally what his system is and the general terminology. They're going to have a really good idea. So that continuity, that's just less teaching time that he'll have to spend with those guys on that. And my whole philosophy on junior high football is, we want them to learn some basic fundamentals, and you know, how to tackle, block, catch a pass, throw a pass, run the football, those basic fundamentals, and then have develop a love for the game where they will continue playing and everything. That's you know, and everyone likes to win every game and everything, but from the program standpoint, that's what I really like to see, is those kids coming out where they're fundamentally sound and they still just love the game and want to continue playing.
And you do that in all sports too. I know we were talking football this morning and it is that season, but when you have the little kids who obviously look up to the big kids in the school and they see them and they're walking around the hallways and it's just like idols walking, I don't know who your basketball idol was, but it's like Michael Jordan walking through the hallways and you see those kids, but they will take the time. That's what's great about that group of high school kids. They'll take the time to talk to the little kids, and that's only going to help the program too.
You're exactly right. We have a fairly small facility there. We share the field house. We're on our locker rooms on one end and their locker rooms the other, and we're like your kid brother. You love your kid brother. Sometimes your kid brother may get on your nerves a little bit and everything, but when push comes to shove, you're there for your kid brother. Those high school players have done nothing but support us. Coach Stewart and his staff, they've been to our games and supported us, and it's just a really neat environment.
Well, that's what makes it very neat too in the K-12 experience. I mean, to have Absolutely. have the littlest kids there with the oldest group, because they really develop that sense of community. They want to wear the orange and white.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Todd Miller joining us here this morning as we talk some junior high football. Being the secondary school principal, how in the world did you get tabbed to be the junior high coach here?
Well, we have had a junior high program for several years now, and being a smaller school, there's just not a lot of folks on staff who have experience there, and I don't have a lot of experience, but I do have some experience in football. And so, you know, I just kind of volunteered to step in. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, again, in the spring and summer, you're not necessarily looking forward to jumping out there in that heat. And, you know, and those we've had some 7 a.m. practices and two-a-days and all that. But this is the second year I've done it. Once I've gotten into it, I've just absolutely loved it. But we have some great kids, and just to see those guys be able to kind of work through some of the things that you've got to work through to be a good football player. You know, you've got to be pretty tough to be a football player, to put those pads on and get out in that heat and do those grass drills and all those sprints and, you know, and everything. And I just love seeing these kids that are able to be challenged by that, but are able to make themselves push through it and work through it where they end up just a couple of months later.
In terms of your administration, what kind of what age group is it? Just the high school, or are you working with junior high and high school?
I'm the administrator for grades 7 through 12.
7 through 12. So these are some of the kids that are coming in, and what do they think about that?
I think they probably have a little mixed emotions there. I will say this: to my knowledge, no one's been sent to the principal's office on the football team. So anyway. We've got a fine group of young men.
Well, I can't imagine there being much of a problem there at Middle Tennessee Christian School anyway. So, you know, it may be chewing gum in the classroom or something is the biggest problems. But, Coach, the middle school team has had some success. Junior high team this year was a 14-0 win this week versus Westwood. What's the record been so far?
We are currently 5-2, and you know, we have one more game. We'll play Ezel Harding next Thursday night, and
the season's already over.
Already, that's the thing about. We had our first game August the, I think it was 11th.
Wow.
So, you know, that season's a pretty early season. Of course, a lot of these middle school kids are moving on into basketball, and basketball starts, you know, in October, you know, earlier in October there. So anyway, it's an early season, but anyway, we did have a big win Thursday night. Westwood, it was our eighth grade night, and we challenged our kids. We've tried to set the tradition that, you know, anytime we're playing on our home field, we're going to defend our turf, and but especially on eighth grade night, you know, our last home game of the year, we want to walk off that field feeling good about ourselves. And I would just, if it's okay, I'd just like to recognize our eighth graders here there, because they all pulled together and they took this thing seriously. And Justin Pitts, James Perigo, Taylor Boland, Trey Hickey, Zach Hoffbauer, Tanner Green, Colin Pelletier, Luke Philippos, Luke Howell, Sam Mathis, Tyler Johnson, Braden Melton, and Spencer Roberts. They all took this thing very seriously. And, you know, we have had a good year. Probably the highlight of our year is we have never beaten Cascade. Any level, you know, junior high, high school, you know, or whatever. We challenged those kids earlier in the year to let's try to make a little history there, and we were able to beat them on our home field. And you know, with middle school kids, I guess older kids as well to an extent, but middle school kids emotionally, you don't necessarily know exactly where they're going to be, you know, when it gets to be game time. And I guess any coach could say
sure.
I bet
Coach Stewart would say that too.
But I told our kids, I said, you know, if you guys show up at the place where you were during the Cascade game, that game, you could beat anybody you play. And it's tough to get to that level, that place, every single week. And you know, we had a couple of weeks that we weren't quite there, and you know, and it got us, but overall our kids have worked hard. They have never they've never quit. Even, you know, we had a loss at Liberty, and even in that game we were coming back. We were driving in the fourth quarter. We couldn't quite put it in for the win there. Last week we had a big win with Community. We trailed just the whole game, and we were able to score in the fourth quarter and come back and win. And so our kids have never, that's one thing I'm proud of, I have never picked up on any quit in them, that they have fought and fought and fought.
Todd, I did notice a few names that you rattled off there, and it sounds like we're seeing some younger brothers of former players coming up here through the program's program as well, and that's another thing that you see as the program grows. You're going to see brothers, and at some point you're going to see children of these players coming back.
Absolutely, and we're already getting, you know, children of our graduates. You know, this is our I'm sure other folks have mentioned on here, but this is our 50th year in existence as a school. And this whole year, we're just kind of celebrating the fact that that we've been around 50 years. And you know, that's, when you think about it in the scope of things, whether any type of business or organization or whatever, if you say you've been around 50 years, that's kind of a statement, you know, in itself. And so we are seeing a lot of our former students, their kids are coming up, and that's a neat thing to see.
Yeah, 50 years and from very meek beginnings, I guess, if you
absolutely
will.
Absolutely.
And now just to... For I think the biggest thing I hear from people who have been back or maybe out of the community and come back and they, football, I want to go see a football game, you know, and they show up and they see the facilities and everything that's going on there, beautiful baseball complex, and gosh, the new gym is just amazing. To see all of that and all the changes and the growth, it's really something special.
Yes, I mean, we have groups come back all the time, and they'll have a reunion, and as part of their reunion thing, they'll set up a little tent on beside the football field, and you know, and eat and watch the game, and just, you know, reconnect with each other, and that's a neat thing to see. And I've heard so many of them say, "Man, I, you know, this place has come a long ways, you know, in the last, you know, 5 to 10, 15 years."
Now, what was your first year at MTCS?
2005.
2005. Well, just in this amount of time, how much change has happened since you've been there?
Yeah. Well, that also happened to be the first year we did start football that year, not on necessarily on a varsity level, but, you know, 2005, we've added a field house. It's a really nice facility with a lot of help from folks like Bill Austin and a lot of others who really just had a sense of mission and purpose to get that done. And then we added a year or so later, we added our stadium there. And then of course our gym came along shortly after that. So we have seen some major facility upgrades in the last 7 years.
Well, before I let you get away, we're going to talk about something that's totally off of the sports radar here for just a second. And I had the chance to talk to some very nice young ladies a few weeks ago about a mission trip that they are going on, and they said Principal Miller is going, and I thought, wow, he's in for a treat. But you're actually going to Honduras next week, aren't you?
Yes, we play Ezel Harding on Thursday night at Ezel, and we leave for Honduras. We meet about 3 o'clock that next Friday morning. So I don't know what kind of shape I'll be in on Friday morning, but I am very excited about that. We have a group of about 29 folks going, students and parents and staff are going, and the kids have worked really hard to raise money to take down there. We've got my brother's going down there. He's a doctor, and there's another doctor going with us. We're going to be going into a remote village and giving them medical care, and the kids are going to be going around. We're going to be distributing food and just different supplies to a lot of folks in poverty. We're going to get to visit a children's hospital and some other areas where there's just a dire need, and just get to try to spread the love of Jesus. And it's a really neat thing. I just feel honored and privileged to be at a school where we can all come together and do things like that. These little junior high guys that we've had, you know, they were down at the our eighth graders were down at the Journey Home a few weeks ago, serving food to the homeless. And so these life type lessons that we have opportunities to learn are just that's one of the reasons I just think MTCS is just a special place, because you have so many opportunities like that.
Well, I know it's not vacation. It's work, isn't it?
Yeah.
You better be ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're going to be building a house down there and doing a lot of things. I'm going to have to figure out if I can hammer a nail straight, you know, there. But
watch your thumbs.
I know it. But it's going to be the kind of thing that it will wear you out, from what I've heard. But everyone that's been has told me it's a life changing kind of experience, and I'm just. I'm just honored and thrilled to be a part of that.
Well, I know that I know a couple that have been on that trip, and they come back with a much greater appreciation for what they have. You know,
absolutely. I mean, we are so blessed in this nation, and you know, it's good to have a wake up call sometimes at some points in your life like that.
Go ahead.
I did want to mention on our junior high football team. I have some great assistant coaches, and we at MTCS we have to depend a lot on volunteers there, because we are a smaller school. But I just wanted to give a special thanks to our assistant coaches who really do the real coaching here. Dickie Sullivan and Ashley McCreary and Glenn Hollingsworth, Kyle Pitts, Asa Bowman, Brian Melton, and Rob Mathis. And those guys, you know, most of those guys either go to school or they work other jobs, and they work, you know, they make their schedule work where they can be out there with us. You know, we couldn't survive with without folks like that. And I really
keep Asa away, huh?
I tell you, Asa's a good coach now.
Maybe that's his calling here.
You never know. But the kids really look up to him. Actually, Asa and Glenn and Kyle Pitts, they're all former players of ours, and I love to see that. You know, they're coming back and giving back to the program, and I think they're having a good time with it as well.
Well, that's family coming home.
Absolutely.
Know? That's really
Absolutely.
What it is. Todd, again, thanks so much for being here, and I know that your hands are full. With all this other stuff that's going on, your hands have to be full with Coach Stewart. So good luck on the rest of the year with that.
Yeah, Coach Stewart's going to be okay. I tell you, he is a fine man. He's got a vision for our program. He's been to the mountaintop before, and he knows what it takes to get there. And he's patient. He understands kind of where we're at right now, He sees the future, and so I'm just real excited about him being here, and I think we're blessed to have him.
I think he's excited about some of those young men you mentioned there too on this junior high program. I think he sees a lot of potential there with those young men in the future. And this next week, traveling to community on the varsity level, and still a chance here to salvage the season here, and you know, playoff hopes are not dead either.
Absolutely, and we kind of got to have a motto around our school, on like a lot of other folks, is finish strong, and I fully expect that's what we're going to do.
Todd, appreciate you coming in this morning and filling in this idle week for the varsity. Anytime you want to come back, you just come on down.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Secondary school principal Todd Miller from Middle Tennessee Christian School joining us here on Cougar Corner. We're going to come back, and Judy Coates has spent a lot of hard laboring hours on this scoreboard that we're going to give you here in just a moment, and then we'll wrap things up before the Rutherford Home Show. So hang in there with us. A short timeout, and we'll be back with the Cougar Corner scoreboard.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E1auto.com. and also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the Orange and White of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, Secondary Principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as we take a look at the Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning and wrap things up here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. High school volleyball this past week, a win versus Fayetteville City High School on Monday. Lost in JV on Tuesday to Eagleville and to in varsity as well in volleyball here now. On Thursday versus Central Magnet, the JV winners, varsity tough loss there, 22-25, 21-25, 16-25. On Friday versus Providence Christian, a loss in, let's see, it looks like five sets there. So kind of a tough week for high school volleyball, but did pick up the big win earlier in the week. In high school girls soccer from this past week on Tuesday, a 5-1 win over Huntland. Aaron Jennings had three goals in that game. On Thursday, 2-0 win over Marshall County. So 2-0 week, and Jennings and Alexis Showstall had a goal each in that victory. Junior high volleyball versus Grace Christian, 22-25, 25-16, 15-10 win this week. In junior high soccer versus Middle Tennessee Homeschool, they lost 5-1. And junior high football, as we talked about this morning, went over Westwood 14-0 this week. And good luck in the final game of the season versus Ezel Harding this coming Thursday night. The rest of the schedule this week, high school volleyball versus Cannon County on senior night Monday. It's junior high soccer versus Good Pasture on Monday. On Tuesday, high school volleyball travels to community. Junior high volleyball takes on Franklin Classical, and high school soccer takes on DeKalb County. On Thursday, other than that game at Ezel Harding for junior high football, high school volleyball is at Lancaster Christian. Junior high volleyball will take on Dixon Academy, and it's high school soccer at Forest. Friday night, football at Community. Middle Tennessee Christian School takes the varsity team up to Community. And next Saturday, cross country at the Burnett Invitational in Cookeville. Elementary football versus Moore County next Saturday morning, and it's junior high girls soccer in the MTCS tournament, hosting that tournament next Saturday, October 1st. Hard to believe. Fall is here. That is a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard. And again, thanks to Judy Coates for that and her help with that this morning. All right. Well, that is going to do it here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. A reminder, Monday, it's the Ideas Tees Primetime Sports Scene from Paleo's Grill, 6 until 7. Rick Stockstill Live will follow. Next Friday night, we will be at Smyrna High School, Smyrna versus Blackman. Next Friday night here on the radio, 5:45 pregame, kickoff at 7:30. And then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. My thanks to Ricky Turner and all the folks here at the Cedar Bucket. For John Dinkins and all of the coaches, I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks for joining us here on this Saturday morning. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back on Monday. Raider football at 2:30. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.